is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Everybody, welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Just let that music flow through you for a second.
Best theme song on the internet.
It's gonna win a Jeffrey. Hi everybody, welcome to the show.
I'm bringing it in. Like, what is that called? You do with the wine? You got a good queef going? You breathe it in?
Oh God,
Ryan. Stop.
Yes.
Just because there's no extreme tonight does not mean this is
It's
extreme.
Called a bouquet, actually.
Hi, it's called a bouquet. Thank you.
Craig Goldberg here, live here on Toy Anxiety. We are super excited that everybody's here tonight. It has been quite a day for pop culture and movie lovers and for toy lovers. Now, well, Jake might disagree, but
I think it's been a day.
Jake loves movies. My day was pretty slow.
Jacob had a slow day, but that's fine. We're all going to get into it. We got a lot to cover tonight. We have a lot to go over. There's a lot happening in the world of toy anxiety. But before we do that, let me go ahead and say hi to my co-hosts. Joining me, as always, every Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m., Ryan Dole, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Ryan, what's up, man?
Not much happened today. Pretty quiet. I'm lying. James Gunn did some stuff today, and we're going to talk about that later after the show on Gotham City tonight.
He did some hot stuff.
Man, what a crazy day. Work was crazy. News was crazy. My pickups have been crazy. Patsy Cline has been living in my head singing crazy.
All right. Well, tell her hi. Tell her to subscribe and hit that like button. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
We'll get to Gotham City tonight here in a moment. Jacob, how are you, man? How's your day?
It's been chill. I just been hanging out all day, laying around, looking at sad comments. I found some good sad comments this week.
Good to hear. That's great. Yeah. Abigail, how are you?
Yeah, all the way on the other side of the room. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. I thought today was an exciting day in news for movies, comics, etc. So yeah, I'm pumped to talk about that.
Yeah. And here's the deal. So a couple things that we got to get off of our chest right off the bat. First of all, welcome to the show. We want you to hit that like button because we do have a giveaway tonight. Now, last week, the number was 200. Jacob, you've been calling the number every week. Mm-hmm. How many likes for this giveaway tonight?
We hit 200 too quick last week.
It was too quick. It was too much.
But I don't want to go crazy. Let's say 230.
230 likes, and you know what? We are so lucky to have friends at NECA Toys. Trevor from NECA sent us a great care package with some giveaways and some other stuff. So tonight, on brand, on theme, we are giving away. Let me make myself a little bit bigger here. If we hit 230 likes, we will be giving away the NECA Batman Grapple Launcher Replica. This thing is amazing. If you're a Batman 89 fan, which I know you are, you need this bad boy. It'll go perfect on your Batman display. So the Grapple Launcher Replica is the part of the giveaway tonight. And there's actually another part of the giveaway, but I'm not gonna reveal that just yet. We'll get into that here in a little bit. So go ahead and hit that like button. We'll talk about the giveaway and stuff like that a little bit later. Very exciting stuff. Thank you, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Can I Michael. Highlight a comment? That's funny.
Yeah, let's do it.
Probably Bob. Craig Does Life.
CDL. CDL, Craig Does Life. Yes, thank you to our friends Jay and John for having me.
We all got our CDLs.
We all got our CDL license, Craig Does Life license. Thank you to Jay, Geek Dad Life, for letting me co-host or take over. I was on the show the other night with him and John. And I don't think it's a secret anymore, but Jay is in Germany. He's at a toy fair in Germany. And I didn't know if people were supposed to know or not, so I didn't say a thing. But while we were recording and live streaming, Jay was on an airplane flying across the world. And he's going to be covering that pretty in depth on his channel. So check that out. Whew. Should we get to the chat and say hello?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So Charles Postel, thank you. BC DeLorean and other movie car is here. Thunderhouse Design, BP on the air. Troy Benjamin's in the house. Toy Art, David Cabal, Tony Taylor, T Molly, Silver K, BTG Bearded Toy Guy, Davey Sockrocker, Chris Allen is here. Sam Rock, Justin Nicolosi, Cone Killer, Confusor, The Randalorian is here. Justin Tongue, Chuckles Shirt. Oh, his shirt's here, but Chuckles isn't here. Highly Articulated. Let's see. Riley Bob, like we said, Michael Miller, David Cabal, Mike Davis, Joel James, Jogesa, Master Versal Toy Hunter, Thunderhouse Design. Hey, there was a super chat before we even got started. I got to go back and highlight. Where is that? Wait, look at that. For Master Versal Toy Hunter, $5 all the way from New Zealand. Hello and good evening there, team. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. Rick Shattered Glass Jazz, he came over from Geek Dad Life. We're recruiting people over to Toy Anxiety from JDL.
Yes.
Adam Shaggy.
Your midweek filler.
Craig. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay.
So we'll fill you in.
We'll fill you in. We got a lot to cover, so let me go ahead and get those last couple announcements out of the way. There's no extreme tonight. We want everybody here to tune in to Ryan's channel. Yes. Thank you for everybody who participated in the Royal Rumble giveaway. Jake and I were the winners.
I can't even comment.
Which is hilarious.
It's perfect.
It's like the most on-brand YHS thing ever. So tonight, Ryan, tell us what's going on. As soon as this stream is over, it is going to redirect everybody to your stream, Gotham City Tonight, covering all the news from today. What's going on?
So I guess right when I guess when Jake starts reading sad comments, hate missing it, but I'm going to have to duck out and get things started over at Gotham City Tonight.
Sure.
I have author of Marvel, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Troy Benjamin. He'll be joining me tonight to discuss all the reveals.
Very cool.
As well as IDW, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Beast Wars cover artist, John Yerkeba, Part 4.
Wow.
Because Lord knows... Lord knows John Yerkeba needs an outlet tonight.
He does.
And I'm just the man to give it to him.
Yeah, there's so much.
He's gonna
how big of you, Ryan?
Yeah. So
really cool, you, Ryan.
We're bringing him on, and we're going to we're just gonna go through the list of because there was a lot that was
lot
announced today.
Yeah,
and lots of I want to talk to some people. Like again, like Troy's in the industry. With film and pop culture and all that stuff. I know he loves Batman. It's kind of the year of Troy when you think about it. He's getting a Keaton movie, and he's getting a new Indiana Jones. So this is all about Troy. When you really
it's
think
a big year
it.
For Troy Benjamin. Mm-hmm. I love
that's
it.
That's what we've been saying.
Right, and John Yerkeba just, he knows his comics. So
yeah, there you go.
And there was a lot of names dropped today, too, by James Gunn of comic creators and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So,
now, I haven't looked into it, but it does seem like these announcements are catered towards the comic book fans. So the Snyderverse people, you know, can, you know.
Oh, they're having a coping.
Take the internet. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. They're coping. It's
they're coping.
It's only one way to put it. They've
been, a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Well, they've been kind of like the proton pack builders of the DC universe for the past month as well. So, you know, they're, They're dealing. They're dealing with some inner issues.
They're built, not bought. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
No. I do. I'm gonna get it. You know the built not bought and built not bought stickers.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get ones made that say Hasbro, not has been.
Okay.
I would wear that.
Yeah.
I'd wear it.
I would wear that too.
We're gonna get to this a little bit later, but we have to officially announce. The 2023 Jeffrey Awards are coming. Mm-hmm. Check this out right there. The Jeffreys, February 14th, 2023. At the same time, everybody, because it's all anybody can say. Let's not, I was going to say Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Bummer.
Different.
Every comment I got. So you're going to be spending your Valentine's Day with us, we hope. Later on tonight, we will start revealing the official nominations. Jacob. We all got together. We parsed through the nominees. It was a great planning meeting.
It was very fun. Went through all the nominees, and we had a good time doing it. I think it was it was hard, and that says something about, you know, the quality of figures that came out this past.
Absolutely,
year.
It mm-hmm. was a great year, and the Jeffries. You know, the first 2 years were a lot of fun. I think this year's. Are going to be bigger and better than ever. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about it for the next couple weeks. So mark your calendars, February 14th, 23. It's a Tuesday night. It is the same Toy Anxiety channel, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a great time. Make it a date night. Put on your negligees, get some chocolate hearts.
Buy us some jewelry.
Yeah. Hey, act like toys aren't your one true love.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know where you need to be.
Listen,
celebrate and love your toys on Valentine's Day,
guys. The Olive Garden is 80%
of you are single,
week.
I guarantee it.
Oh, God. Wow,
but you won't be because we will also be launching Jeffrey, which is a new toy collecting dating app. It's a dating app.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like a Megan doll, but it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Okay. Yeah, if you deeply want a friend.
Jeffrey is going to be. It's for the.
How deep? Sorry.
It's the
really long neck. What? Yeah. What? Correct.
Well, the Jeffrey app is the for the toy collector looking for love, and you know, you swipe right to put somebody into your cart.
Yep.
And you swipe left to cancel your pre-order.
This 96% men.
yeah. Well, dude, that's the whole thing. It's actually more to get friends. So you don't ask ASL, you ask ASC, age, sex, collection.
T or W, Target or Walmart now.
I love it.
I do too.
So,
baby, I'd be an exclusive just to you.
Oh, some like pickup. It like auto generates pickup.
Everybody uses everybody has to use their YouTube name.
Yeah, 100%. And you have to go through so many rigorous photos of stoplights to prove you're not a bot. To get through, so we don't want bots in on the dating app.
There you go. Whoa, we got a new member to the channel, Sam Rock. Even after all that, he's like, I'm in.
Yeah,
wait,
people are you sure?
40 male Transformers. Yeah. Everybody, start leaving here.
Yes, hey,
this is the new thing on Toy Anxiety. Every week, we want the chat. Let us know your age, sex, or whatever. And your collection preference.
Your situation.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll compile a list and we'll use it for AI art later.
Oh, the Jeffries is all AI, by the way, this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Okay, cool. So we had a big week, lots of pickups. I think we should probably start getting into it. And then we'll talk some Batman 89 wish lists. And then we'll get into the reveals. And then we'll get on to the rest of our night. Okay.
We have a lot of people signing up for our dating app right now.
This is great. This is amazing. Ryan, do you want to start us off? You said you had a lot of pickups.
I do. But let's start on brand before I go off brand. Okay. We got some DC superpowers in the house.
Okay.
Cool.
I got some Dick as well, some Deathstroke, and some Whoa.
So you got a stroke that you got the stroke, you got the Dick, you got the girl.
You got the stroke
dick, and the Whoa.
Yeah, and the Wonder. And the Wonder that comes through. These are awesome. The Deathstroke specifically. Oh, wait, hang on. Where am I? The Deathstroke specifically is amazing, and it looks spot on to what it would look like in the original line. Another thing I'm loving too is that they keep just adding the numbers, and they keep adding them onto the card. So
there's a lot of those toys. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised by the frequency that there's new superpowers hitting. I feel like since those came out, it's like almost every month or so they're dropping new figures.
Nine figures. Two vehicles, and it's been half a year since these came
out.
That's
insane.
Plus, they've already announced another vehicle. We're getting the Wonder Woman Invisible Jet. Sorry, Craig. And I'm really, really hoping that we get a play set eventually.
They also announced the Batmobile.
Oh, right. And they announced the Batmobile. So we're getting more vehicles coming down the pipeline, too. So that's
we got to acknowledge Davey Sockrocker real quick.
We got a super chat here. What do we got? Oh, 29?
Nice. Non-binary Universal Monsters Switch. Hell yeah.
Love it.
Oh,
you collect you collect Nintendo Switches? That's awesome.
I like it.
Like a whole shelf of Switches.
But I got two of each, by the way. So just a heads up.
I got two of each. I remember when I was in that buy two or everything phase. I can't do that anymore.
It's a good phase.
Yeah, well, you can do it when they're $9.99.
Yeah, that's also
the money. The cost isn't the issue. The space is.
Right. It's tough. It's tough. The space danger is real. I should shout out our good friend Matt Bush, who also sent me the Superpowers figure. So I did get Dick, Wobo, and Stroke Man as well. These are these are great.
Wow.
I
love Deadpool. I love Deadpool on my Superpowers.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Oh, dude, they got Ronan. And they got Black Widow and Deadpool.
Black Widow? And Deadpool. Love it.
So anyways, I'm excited about those. I can't wait for I'm interested when the Batmobile hits to see how it compares to the vintage one. I really am. Before we go further, I forgot to update this earlier. We had the whole episode last week about the Super 7 Simpsons Ultimate Mo not coming with the apron. It is a mistake. Apparently it's not everybody, but it's a lot. So Super 7 is sending out aprons. So
wow.
Good. Apron good on gate. Them. Apron gate has been closed. There you go. Cool. All right. Abigail, you want to go next?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you
got a lot of pickups, actually. I'm not sure where to start.
Okay.
But I'm going to start with something awesome that was given to me by Jacob as a belated birthday present, I'd say, or Christmas, kind of like the
Christmas.
The overall friendship gift with
still January.
Also with Jess's help. So I want to say that.
Yeah, Jess.
Jess helped out a lot, and this is amazing. This is something that I've never seen and certainly have never held. It's a Sylvanian Family's Performers. This is the Storytelling Bear. Sing a song, talk to me, play my story tape, I'll perform for you. And that's incredible. It blinks and talks.
That's
and I'm
terrifying.
Comes with a it comes with a cassette tape, which is like incredible. I can play that because I have a
So that's like a vintage player. Big giant.
Yeah, it's like a vintage
critter.
Super big, like a Hot Toys.
It's the Hot Toys cabinet.
Yeah,
the Hot Toys version. Yeah,
it's, you know what? Honestly, I think it's gunning for a Hall of Fame, Jeffrey. So we'll see what happens.
That thing's amazing.
It's risen up the charts really fast in my heart.
Cool. Very cool.
And I'll just show real quick to piggyback off that. Actually, these are two Sylvanian Family's VHS tapes, and this one's clamshell and it's sealed. And this one is just over 45 minutes of fun. That's what it says. Again, thank you to Jake and to Jess for finding these and putting the thought into it and surprising me with them. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
Amazing. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Can you do a video where you're playing a tape in Little Buddy?
Yeah.
The cassette?
Yeah, absolutely. It took me a second to figure out who Little Buddy was.
Little Buddy? Who's Little Buddy?
Yeah, I'll play a tape in Little Buddy. I'll put that video up.
That'd be cool.
What's his actual name? Here I am assuming it's gender as well.
Well, no, it's okay. In general, they do come with first names. I don't know that this.
His name's Performer.
His name.
It's Storytelling. So technically, Storytelling's his name.
Oh, nice. There you go. I love him.
Storytelling Bear.
You got to collect them all, Abby. I think there's three or four of those, like different.
Yeah.
Giant.
The different. Yeah.
It
shows
there's like
on
a
the
rabbit. Yeah.
First of all, it shows a picture of me as a child right there.
And look at that.
Yeah, you've got there's two rabbits and then there's two bears. It looks like a mama bear and a papa bear, something like that. But yeah, the Sylvanian Families, the originals, is like the bottom picture here, which I need to build that community.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
that's
I'm gonna need a lot
I
of
wanna
things.
Be part of.
That's good.
Yeah, it's it gives and gives, and it's just always adorable. And
that's what
we're
all
like.
About here on Toy Anxiety. We're about building a community, whether it's with toy collectors or little rabbits.
Yeah. Speaking of community, are we doing a community contribution award in the Jeffries this year?
Hell yeah.
Can we give it one out?
Yes, to who was that? Secret Galaxy. Yes, Dan Larson.
Secret Galaxy.
Hey, that's a good idea. Actually, jot that down.
Yeah, we got it.
That's a whip.
Like, we've been trying to figure. I was going to reach out to Dan Larson today to ask him to do something with the Jeffries. We should give him an award.
That's exactly. Yes. Good meeting.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
So I want to give this is a pickup, but it's also a thank you shout out. big time thank you to our good friend and watcher and supporter of YHS and Toy Anxiety, Tom Whalen, who is an incredible artist. You know him from Mondo. He's done, you've seen his work all over. And he sent his a set of these Mondo Ghostbusters pins that came out a couple years back. Hope the focus is there. So there we go. So there's five pins, Egon, Peter, and then, you know, Winston, Ray, and then the Terror Dog, which is amazing. And he also sent these mini TMNT prints, a whole set of them as well. Mm-hmm. And he sent Abby a couple pins as well.
I can show those.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. Because they're awesome. They're like my favorite things ever. This is a Mothra pin. Trying to get that one to focus. It's kind of tough.
Hold it way back. There you go. Very cool.
Still can't. There you go. You can kind of see it. And then the other is Goose from Captain Marvel. Looks cool. Like my cat Jonesy. So
yeah. Very nice.
Those are two.
Yeah.
Two things I love. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. It was very nice of you. Very kind. Okay. And then, like I said, Trevor from NECA sent some stuff. I'm going to go over that in just a few minutes because I have to go grab it. It's on the other side of the room. I completely forgot. I don't. There's so much. Can I just vent for a second?
Yeah, let's vent. Let's get it out. Come on. We all just watched The Last of Us.
Jacob, go. You're next, Jake, because I got a couple more things. But go for it.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff, Ryan.
Yeah. Start doing it, dude.
Sure. I did pick. Now, I don't remember who. I think Matt Bush sent some of this stuff, right?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt Bush, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for getting me going on some real Ghostbusters here.
Dang.
Some super fright features over. Nice and minty. This is beautiful. I'm going to open these later. And then, Craig, now, where did this one come from?
Craig's gone.
Who did he I'm also right send this? Or
no, that was an extra that I just had. So you've got
that was an extra. He's got a good tie going on here.
Full tie. You know,
I've been trying. I'm trying to like kind of restart my real Ghostbusters collection. I got some of it, and I noticed I picked some stuff up this week, and I was like, oh, I already have this, but this stuff is all minty. It's complete here, and then I did find we kind of did a little bit of a toy hunt over the weekend. And they had this guy. We had the Super Fright features Egon in at the toy store. So mm-hmm. three of the four got him right away. I do have a Winston already. He's going in the trash. He's just too
beat up.
It's not in the best condition.
Very cool.
I'm gonna finish out my Ghostbuster stuff because I
go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Do it.
And then I also found these. We found these complete figures at a. Where did we get these?
Second Chance.
So those, what are those? The Fright Features, the Winston and right. Yeah. Those are, that came from the Cobb Antique Mall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, one of these is Fright Features. And then the other one is the Screaming Hero. Right. So yeah, we found these, complete at an antique store and I got a good chunk of real Ghostbuster shit over the weekend.
Yeah. That's great. Those are all amazing pickups. Awesome. You said at the beginning of the year that you wanted to focus on your real Ghostbusters collection. I think you're doing pretty
good. Yeah.
Hey, what's crazy is I came home and I started looking in the Screaming Heroes. I have all of the other figures and I have their ghosts already.
Oh, cool.
The only one I'm missing is I'm missing Janine's ghost.
Okay.
Other than that, that's basically this line. I don't know. He's got a little weapon in here. Did they all come with weapons?
They all do. They all have weapons.
On the back of the box, it does not show them with weapons. It just shows them with a ghost.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
But he's got a weapon.
Well, Screaming Heroes has that gun, and that Ray should also come with a trap.
This Ray should have a trap?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's missing the trap.
Okay. I see. Well, those are all great pickups, man. I was there for all of that, but I'm still excited to.
Oh no!
Yeah,
sorry. Peter has the trap. Not
Peter right. has the trap. Has That's 100% true. Okay. It's a little black. It's kind of it's lost.
It's
easily.
Just a little solid black. Yeah. Like, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's awesome.
So, it's cool. Really cool. Very cool. Good stuff. I am gonna go grab that thing that I need to pick up. Ryan, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Cool. Yeah. So. I got itchy for some turtles. That turtle itch. Do you know? You guys know what I'm talking about.
I know all about the turtle itch, Ryan.
Yeah, man. I got like so much. All right. So I did just, I went for it. I got all of them. All the storage shell turtles.
They're I saw those. I saw those today and almost got them.
Yeah, it's rare that Canada gets them the same time as the States, but we did. And I'm pretty stoked about that. But this guy came in two, so I got my Slash.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Turtle Adventures. This is an amazing toy. It's beautiful. I'm so happy this line exists. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep going for one hot minute because it's just good. Somewhat related. As we keep talking about mutants, my Wolverine came in.
Nice.
Beautiful. Loving this package. I love that Wolverine. So with that, I also got the next half of the 275 Uncanny X-Men 275 team suits. So that's,
man, I didn't get that.
That's half of them, waiting for the other half and Rogue and Blob to come in. Speaking of Blob, got his buddy Avalanche is here. Cool. So I got him as well because I need it. I just need it. And Spiral here as well, another amazing toy, and I cannot wait.
Ooh.
To crack her open. She is.
I like that. That's a cool design on that figure. Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And oh yeah, and one more thing. Don't sleep on this Ghost Rider. If you see this Ghost Rider, you get it. You just buy it. You don't think about it. You just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a good looking toy.
Involuntary. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just don't even think. Just kind of just throw it in there with your groceries, your tampons. Your diapers, your bedding, you know, whatever you're buying that day.
What store are you at?
Walmart. You can get all that out of Walmart. You can get bedding, tampons, and diapers and toys all in one.
Canada's a weird place, man.
Hey, did you see this? I don't have this like in our news or anything, but apparently Walmart's testing out like higher class versions of Walmart. They're going to compete with Target.
So Target's, yeah.
Yeah, Walmart is. I thought that maybe. No, I think they might have hot toys. Just kidding.
Shut up. I love that rumor. Start it.
Yeah, did you guys hear Walmart's getting hot toys? Crazy, right?
Wild.
It's high absolutely end Walmart. Insane.
Start here first, folks.
Okay. Ryan, anything else you want me to move along here?
I got some like Star Wars stuff, but we can show it off later or not at all.
Move along.
Yeah.
Abigail, what do we got here?
This is something that I picked up. Is my mic out? Everyone?
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, okay, you're good.
Good. This is a item that I picked up at the Days of the Dead convention that we went to this past weekend. I always find really good VHS there. And whenever Jake and I are like happen upon it, it's like a full stop. Everyone stops and like starts looking. So and also shout out to the Bama Geeks, Jessica Parker and Brock Parker were
there
too.
We had a great time hanging out with them.
And I found this tape, Stephen King's World of Horror. And I'm not familiar at all with this, so I'm really excited to watch it. It says that Clive Barker and John Carpenter are like guests on this in some way, shape, or form.
I think it's I think what it is I'm not sure, but I think it's short. I think it's like short films based on Stephen King's short stories.
Okay,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Directed by those guys, I think.
Pop it in.
Yeah,
it looks good. Next thing. I'll go.
Yeah, just finish.
I'll finish out here. I got an autograph from Heather Langenkamp, and that she played Nancy in Nightmare on Elm Street, and she was super duper kind and warm and hospitable. And signed my stuff, and I took a picture with her, which I put on my social media. You can go there and see it.
I want to point this out that Jessica gave you one heart, but Brock
gave me two.
Amazing.
Jessica, step up your game.
Yeah, Jessica, what's up again? I appreciate
that she's
your
not
heart.
HBK, but I mean,
that's funny.
All right, trying to get in focus here, but I don't think it's working. This is the last thing that I got, which I think is the most. No, I have one thing to go after this, which I'll wait.
Just go.
This thing I picked up at the Cobb Antique.
Wait, let's have a discussion of when you should go and when you shouldn't go. No, you should go.
Let's not. Okay. Just look at this.
What a dick. Oh, that's where you can store your awards.
Yeah, exactly. It's for Jeffrey Award storage. Here, let me try.
I'll hold it.
No, I think I got it.
Won't it be easier if I hold it?
I think I got it.
Here we go.
You
perfect.
See it. You can see.
Yes.
It's from Toys R Us. This is Gigi the giraffe, who is Jeffrey's daughter. I researched that. And yeah, it's a case. It's a huge, like, I don't know, you put whatever you want in that, money.
So what you're telling me is Jeffrey has a family, therefore that would make him a kidult.
Had a family that he apparently abandoned at some point.
Yeah, he had a wife and a daughter that were part of the
two kids, right?
Campaign. Like, yeah, in the late 70s.
Well, Abby, when you picked this up, you did the research and you started explaining the whole history to us. It was really cool.
It's available online if you'd like to read it, folks. It's really interesting. So,
yeah. I was trying to do some research on this. It looks like this was probably available in like the early to mid 80s, possibly late 80s, as kind of like, you know, if you see the Barbie collector case and it's like $25 and then your parents are like, we're just going to get the Toys R Us brand. Flash forward 40 years. This one's way cooler. This is amazing. Look at this thing. This should be your carry-on next time you fly.
Yeah, I love it. It all incorporated it somehow in the Jeffries this year.
I'm sleeping.
That should be the Hall of Fame. That's where we put it.
Just putting the Jeffries in there.
We'll keep a lit, whatever we write down.
No, it's like the Necronomicon. I'm just like... or no, like the on Adam's Family when they open up Gone with the Wind.
Dude,
no, oh, no, or Pulp Fiction, isn't it? With the light?
Yeah. Bruce Willis.
I want you to open it up and like I'm in there somehow. Like I don't know how we could do that, but that's an idea for the Jeffries.
Like and I'm in there.
You know, like here's Abby's world. She's inside the the Gina suitcase. That thing is awesome, and I'm really happy I got it. I do have one last, like, finishing move.
Do that one last.
Okay.
Jacob, do you want to go next?
Sure.
Go for it.
I started a new collection over the weekend.
Ooh, that's what
we went nice. To a dangerous, but we nice. Went to. Yeah, well, I don't think it's that bad. We went to a toy store that had a good bit of, hey, Ryan, this is on brand for you. This is what I'll contribute to your DC excitement. I bought some DC toys. I started the Swamp Thing figures.
Nice.
Yeah, so I actually got all four of the Swamp Things. Got their accessories.
Well, the dark one's the best.
It's amazing. Yeah, I got all four of these guys.
I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
It has a really good playset too, that line.
And then I also got one of the unmanned still in the package that I'll open up. Yeah. They had a couple of the other figures, but they were all either like not in the greatest condition or not complete. And then they had they did have the playset with the Venus flytrap, and I wanted it and I got it out, but it was missing the tree at the top, and it also was pretty the foam was pretty shitty. Up. And I didn't want to buy that. I didn't want to get that not complete. So. But I've been wanting these figures ever since Craig got them last year at the toy show. I was like, oh, those are cool. I need those. So,
I only have one. I have the glow-in-the-dark one on card.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
That's great. Very cool.
Yeah, I love these.
Yeah, we had a fun weekend of toy hunting.
Yeah, for sure. I got one more thing. It's a big thing. You want me to do it now, or what do you want to do?
Let's wait because Abby's is big too, and I got a couple more things I got to do that are a little bit smaller. But I have to mention something. So, I want to mention this. We are partnering up with I don't know if you guys know who Bull Ayers is. So Bull Ayers is a Tom Bullman. He does these custom, you know, pop culture toy centric inspired kind of like. Streetwear, sneakers, jackets, things like that. Stuff sells out so quickly. He was kind of, I'm just showing you the website here for reference at bullairs.com.
He's on Instagram too.
He's on Instagram. Give him a follow. We're going to do some more stuff with him. He sent us a couple pairs of this limited release, which is his limited edition TMNT Foot Clan Crocs. These things are incredible. I haven't worn them out yet because I wanted to make sure to show them off. So these are custom made.
Wait for toy hunting at Walmart.
Oh, dude, I'm putting these on. I'm going to Walmart.
Put it on now. Going to Walmart, my pajamas.
So listen, thank you so much for sending these over. He does really great stuff. His custom Nikes and everything are incredible. We're going to do a more full-fledged review of these once we, you know, try them on and everything.
But, do some fashion photos.
But he was kind enough because he's got another thing. The pre-order stops tomorrow. He is doing these real Ghostbusters-inspired polos. Look at these things.
Hey, Belairs, can you send me one of those?
Well, listen, Ryan.
That was made for you.
I'm going to hook you up. And also tonight.
Me?
Tonight. Sorry. There was a lot of noise for a second. Tonight, as part of the giveaway, you will be able to pick one of these to take home with you. We will give you the promo code and you can go to the website and order. So if you win the giveaway, now I don't know how many likes we're at right now.
120.
Yeah, so we gotta hit
looking good.
We gotta hit 230 likes, and you'll not only win the NECA replica, but you'll also
how bad do you want it, folks?
Your choice of one of the Belairs Real Ghostbusters polo shirts. So thank you so much to them for sending over those Crocs and partnering up on that giveaway. Really amazing. And Ryan, we'll see what we can do about getting you a polo shirt. You let me know which one you want. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, one of each, depending on my mood.
I feel rather
Winston today.
I feel kind
of shopping at the fancy Walmart now.
Yeah, yes.
Upscale Walmart.
Walmart.
Oh man. Okay, so thank you to Belairs. We appreciate it. We'll be talking about them a little bit more later and down the road. Super excited to be able to give that away. Now, Abby and Jacob, you both have pickups left. And I have one thing as well.
Ryan, you got more stuff too, right?
Just some Star Wars stuff, but it's not a big deal.
Hey, it is a big deal.
Hey, okay, Jesse fine. Bowling loves the show. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Let me finish to completion then.
All right. It's the way we do it in here.
It's what you're known for.
Yeah, no,
don't ruin anything.
No 80% ordering IHOP. Go all
no,
the way.
No.
Wait, what was that IHOP? Okay, I liked it.
Okay. All right, so I got an R2.
Aw.
And I really wanted an R2. That's all there is to say about that. If you don't
Which
like R2,
then
you really don't like Star Wars.
True.
What is that? What?
Which R2 is that?
The Empire Strikes Back with like sensor scope.
That's awesome. Ooh.
Sensor vintage scope collection. Action.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Only vintage collection. Come on. And I did some of my own army building because apparently now I'm that guy. I don't know why. I'm so freaking weird. But I bought like multiples of stormtroopers.
Good.
For whatever reason, I said, hey.
Yeah, be that guy.
If you look up there, you'll see I have, like, the hallway. And the hallway's looking pretty empty.
We love that.
So I think that's probably where these guys are going to go. They're going to go in the hallway.
Good.
Just going to, like, party, hang out.
A lot of hallways in Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of hallways. A lot of walking, some talking.
Mm-hmm. It's like Galaxy's Edge.
That's what we're... Exactly. It's just like Galaxy's Edge.
You like politics, you like hallways. I hope you like walking.
Septimus Prime says, I'm playing with a laser cutter while watching Toy Anxiety. Totally safe.
Better
safe.
Totally
safe. Better
Absolutely. You can do anything while you watch Toy Anxiety.
Very cool, Ryan. Those are great pickups. Okay, I've got like two little things that I got to show off, and then we'll get to Abby and Jacob, who've got the big hauls of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first of all, I mentioned we got this this gift package from Trevor from NECA. There's some really cool stuff in there. There's some stuff I'm going to save till next week because we just have a lot going on. But I don't know if this was some sort of – listen, I love getting stuff in the mail. But sometimes your friends can be kind of antagonistic. Hey. These were specifically labeled crap.
Or they're just being funny.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. He's sending me – Sequel trilogy, First Order Elite, Snow Trooper, and Sith Jet Trooper Black Series figures. And you know what? I'm not even mad about it. I love these. These are great.
Cool.
Honestly, I want to say something. I know I sold all my Black Series figures. This First Order Snowtrooper with the soft goods cape is fucking awesome. I love Snowtrooper.
All the troopers look good. You can't complain, even though it's Black Series. Any of the troopers look good. You can't. There's no faces to fuck up.
So thank you very much, Trevor. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. I love that. Okay, last couple things. Same toy hunt with Abigail and Jacob. I decided to go big but go small. I added some ectoplasm mini ghosts, which can be pricey, but these are the original Kenner ectoplasm ghosts. So we got this blue guy here. I got the red guy here, which is kind of like a mini version of the mini ghost that comes with the ecto bomber in red. And then
pretended it was the ghost that came out of the subway in the first.
Oh, it does look like that. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I've got this other one. So I got those three. And then down the road, I got at a different place, the little yellow teeth ghost. So I think there's 25, 20, something like that of these ectoplasm.
I have the eyes that go with that. And I might actually have doubles of the eyes.
Double eyes. So because I was super excited.
There's a mouth, there's a nose, and there's an eyes. And you can actually connect them to make a face, clearly.
Wow.
I've kind of held off on trying to be a completist on the ectoplasm ghosts because, I mean, they're small and they're 25, 30 bucks a pop or more. So
I'm just messaging Eric right now and be like, you know what? You're
Shut up. Stop.
Shoes
stop
on the that. Wrong horse here, bud.
Okay.
Shoes all right. on the wrong horse?
Don't worry about it.
Putting your money on the wrong
horse. Abby, you're next.
Yeah. All right. Let me do this. Let me thank Trevor properly.
Yeah. Thank Trevor again.
Because, yeah, he's awesome. And Nick is awesome. And so is Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, look my. At this.
How did you get that and not me?
It's a Tommy Lee Jones two-face bust that I have so many plans for. I cannot wait to do.
Did Trevor make that?
No, it came from he texted me. I think it's the DC comic archive store was closing or getting rid of stuff, and he got this. He swiped this and was like, I was thinking of you. So that's awesome. I think.
What does it make you feel like when somebody looks at that and says, I was thinking of you?
That means that they understand me as a person.
Yes.
That I would want to do this and hang out with this guy. And
it's so big.
It looks so good. He wrapped it really well and it was well preserved. It makes me so happy to hold this.
It's amazing. That's really amazing. But it looks like whoever sculpts Black Series did the likeness.
Oh, come on. You can't see it.
He kind of looks like something you would see at a McDonald's. As a display piece. Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a way you can strap that to the top of the car? I don't know. I just feel like that needs to be.
Oh, we have like
how
some sort of
almost
like,
do with it?
Almost like an ice cream truck. You know, there's always like a clown on the top of the car. Put that on top.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just press a button. It goes, why?
Hey, I can get in the HOV lane with this guy.
Look! Dear stinking dude.
I just like
that thing's awesome, man.
Yeah, I love this.
I want how good would like a Batman Forever figure display look like with that next to it?
Just all the busts. Yeah. All four busts. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
It'd be like Haunted Mansion, like the room of ghost writers.
I want one of those, but for the cop from the beginning of the movie who's like in the safe.
That's my hearing aid.
He's so annoying.
My shoes are melting.
If I was Batman, I would have been like, I'm leaving this dude in here.
Hey, hiring that actor to be the very beginning of the movie, that's like a flex. You really trust in your film if you want to put that guy, let that guy be the first thing people see.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was a drive-through McDonald's commercial was the first thing we saw in that movie. Actually
eating beer and pizza. Okay.
Davey Sockhager, enjoy it while eating some beer and pizza.
God, I love Tommy Lee in a comedic role.
All the boiling acid comments in the chat.
Boiling acid.
Boiling acid.
You know what? It's cool because I was watching Batman Forever on tape like the day before I got this, so it was like fresh.
Yeah,
in my
but
mind.
You that's always
that is all the time. Daily, yeah. It does make me happy.
Makes me happy too.
Mm-hmm. So thanks to Trevor and
Harvey's coin. It's his Achilles heel. I know.
You called me here for that? The bat signal is not a beeper.
It's not.
Dude.
Unless you're Nicole Kidman, then you can use it as a beeper.
She uses it as a booty call is what she
does. Yeah, I know. Let her. She can do that.
That smile after they kiss.
Black, she's like, rubber.
Absolutely.
Try
dude,
a firefighter. It's less to take off.
Listen, I've talked about it a lot, but Batman Forever, it's so funny how quick Bruce Wayne stands up at the circus. He's like, "Honey, I'm Batman." He's just yelling, "I'm Batman. I'm Batman." No one's paying attention.
No one gives a shit. Like, shut up. Jake,
we'll go to you, but I forgot my last thing. I did get this superpowers Lex figure as well. Mm. So, Jacob,
you're up.
Abby, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, I got this. Sure. I got this in the mail last week. If you watch Monster Island, then you already know what this is. But this is probably my favorite toy of last year. I'll show off the box first. Wow. I got this amazing X Plus Godzilla versus Ebra.
Nice.
Ebra, the sea monster, that is one kaiju that no part of me ever was like, I want to buy an Ebra toy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, until I saw this thing, look at this.
Wow.
Yeah, I love
that's
this.
That's so amazing. This thing.
Maybe the coolest thing I own at this point.
Yeah, it's like the Ebra umbrella.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Fucking tossing him.
Jacob, when you were at our house this weekend, you were leaving and Abby had put on a Godzilla movie and like, it looked like you maybe weren't going to leave for a second.
Well, I didn't want to leave, especially because, I stayed. I watched Destroy All Monsters, the entire thing. But then after Destroy All Monsters, one of my top three Godzilla movies of all time, Godzilla versus Megalon, came on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
I was like, Jake, don't go.
I did Please not want to. I wanted to stay. But yeah, this is my big kaiju pickup. Oh, you know, I also got a HasLab over the weekend. I did get a HasLab proton pack, so that's
a HasLab.
That's a pickup. I got a HasLab. Yep,
dude, you should get in the Spangler's Workbench Facebook page.
This is my HasLab.
Figure out how you want to mod it.
Remember, be a Hasbro, not a has-been.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I love it.
Live in the now.
That's awesome.
Live in the now,
Wayne.
Great pickups, everybody.
Mike noise.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. Great pickups. Guys, there's a lot of people watching. Let's get these likes up. We got to get up to 230 likes. We're only at 160, and time's going to run out. This show doesn't last forever. We got to get to Gotham City tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Okay, so, deep breath. Abby.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, it was a busy week. I think we all have accrued a lot of quality stuff. It just makes me happy to be understood by people who listen to the show and... It's cool.
And for now, also I want to say with this autograph from Nancy, she had like 20 different 8x10s that you could pick, and this is the one you went with. This the famous Freddy in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's the most evocative. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And actually, for her photo ops, they were recreating this.
No,
they were not.
So no,
that's not true. That's not a true story. Oh god, did I cross the line?
No, I think everyone just kind of spaced out for a second. Okay. You're good.
Everyone just getting a little break.
Yeah, you're good.
That's fine. Ryan's eating some Cheetos. Jacob's thinking about HasLabs. Okay.
Yeah.
we're going to get to our big reveals for the Jeffries nominations, but I did want to. Now, we're not going to get. Ryan, you're going to be covering all the DC news tonight.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make this plea, okay? It kind of seems like Michael Keaton's big comeback is going to be a one off. He's going to be back for The Flash. The Flash will simultaneously end the DCEU and relaunch the new one. Probably, you know, even Peter Safran today said, hey, listen, guys, Batgirl was literally unreleasable, which makes me want to see it
so bad.
So much more.
Yeah, same here.
I want to sit with Jacob Walsh and watch the canceled Batgirl movie. Sounds like it would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Luckily for me, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Davey Sockrocker says today's Hall deserves a Jeffrey for best toy haul. So my plea is, and I don't know how much the discuss is, but like, give me as much Batman 89 Keaton merch for this Flash rollout as possible. Give me 6-inch figures. Give me hot toys. Give me hats. Give me t-shirts. Let me relive that glory of Batman 89. And either the glory of the Flash or the miserable failure of it, you know, whatever ends up happening. But I desperately need them to put these Batman 89 hot toys on pre-order. I think about them every night.
I'm really getting worried for the amount of letdown you're in store for, Craig.
Well, I think
I hope it's all amazing. I really hope they put out a ton of good stuff for your sake.
I think, and we don't have to do a lot of movie talk here, but I think the letdown is going to be, I just don't think he's going to be in the movie that much. I think that movie's going to have a lot of stuff going on, and it'll be like a glorified cameo, is my kind of fear. But I do want those hot, like, for no matter what, McFarlane's going to put out figures. I want those figures, but I want them. They showed those hot toys with the Batcave diorama and everything at what's called it? What was that thing called?
Subway. Subway.
I got them on display at Subway.
Comic Con. I kept wanting to say SummerSlam.
Austin, mix those two up. Subway and
SummerSlam. Subway.
Okay.
Craig's hungry.
I think so.
Hey. Later, next thing in the chat, what, just tell us what your standard Subway order is.
Yeah, what's your 6-inch? Don't do that.
So Ryan, as far as Batman 89 stuff goes, what are you like itchy to? We know that McFarlane's probably going to be doing some figures, but what would be ideal for you?
I would want them to do what they're doing with Superpowers, but re-release the Dark Knight collection. And do a, just like they're doing legacy sequel, Star Wars retros, and all that stuff, give me legacy sequel Dark Knight collection, where it's Batman and the Flash and Supergirl figures done in that old Batman Returns and Dark Knight collection style figures. That would be ideal for me.
If we got a wave of Superpowers in the style of Batman, that would be amazing.
I'd buy that. I would buy that.
Yeah.
With like an 89 Batmobile?
Fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Why not? And then, but I mean, like, everything that you listed, we're getting. Like, you saw that on DC.com, mm-hmm. DCComics.com, their shop, they're already starting to take orders for Batman 89 hats. You know, the shirts are coming. They're already doing stuff for even, like, Batman Forever, even though that's got nothing to do with I know what we're talking about. But I'm just saying in general that, like, that Batman nostalgia hype is there and it's existing and people are wanting it. So, and I think with every toy leak we're getting from Spin Masters, not Jazzwares, you know, it's, I think people are getting really excited. I know I am as well. Especially for the hot toys that, like, you know, like I want the premium stuff and I want stuff that's going to be, you know, $2.99 at Walmart, you know, by Christmas. You know, Walmart. I want all of it, right? Like, it's just, it's so exciting. Like, I don't care. I just wanted to finish off by saying, like, and I don't care how much Batman is in this movie, because I don't know. Well, I'm probably gonna end up seeing it, but it's just like, that's like, at the end of the day, I'm here to buy the merch. I don't care about the movie.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Abby, any thoughts on this?
I don't care about the movie and I don't really care about the merch either. I'd like to get past this movie and get into James Gunn territory. It's how I feel. And if you have anything else to say about this, you should watch Gotham City tonight.
Jacob, are you going to buy any, will you buy a Batman 89 figure?
It depends on what it is. Like, if it's something like what Ryan was saying, where it looks more like a vintagey figure, I'm not going to get a Batman 89 if it comes out and it's like, you know, the Black Series or, you know, that style. I don't like that style figures, and I don't think I'm buying many more of those in my future. But if it's like a little animated looking or a little cartoony looking or exaggerated, then I would be more inclined to pick it up.
Okay. Very cool. Well, we know, like I said, McFarlane's gonna be doing stuff, Jazzwares is gonna be doing stuff, hot toys, and you know, as that stuff starts rolling out, we'll be covering it in depth, but a lot of it's still speculation. Sure. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of,
when's that movie supposed to, when are they supposed to be?
June.
Well, then it's probably not going to be too much longer before we start seeing what the toys are going to be. So
First trailer in a couple weeks. We'll see. I've just been thinking about Batman a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And
can't help it.
What are the odds?
Someone who's got bats on the brain.
Oh, it's like that goddamn ink blot Rorschach painting.
It's called a Rorschach painting. Ryan, what are the odds that Jake Stevens bought Brave and the Bold number one this afternoon? Seems like something
would
he would
do. Pretty expensive comic, I think, to begin with. So if he scored that, it's good on him. Batman Brave and the Bold is actually it was a team up comic. We'll get into it. I'll get into it later.
Okay, yeah.
Don't
need to give you the history on comics tonight.
Different bat time.
Yeah.
Let's go to the chat for a couple minutes. King of Wakanda. I'll buy the Keaton hot toy from the Flash movie and pretend it's from a new Batman movie. LOL. I love that. People come over. What movie is that from? New Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
You probably haven't seen it. Justin Nicolosi. I bought the 89 Batman that Toybiz made over the weekend from Echo Base Collectibles in Orlando. We have been there. Nice. Jacob, that's a great store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good place.
Yeah.
Jason Grahowski.
That's a good place.
We've been collecting a lot of good sandwich information for our Jeffrey dating app.
Wait, oh, this is
so we can include.
I thought this was
the amount
he saw
of 12 responses.
Inch and thought it was a. He thought it was a figure comment.
It's been my favorite thing though that everyone's been submitting their favorite sub sandwich.
Jason Grahowski, 12 inch multigrain toasted chicken with pepper jack, jalapenos, banana peppers, black and green olives.
It's the fourth question in our dating app profile when you set it
which
up.
Is Subway order.
Hey, we're only at 172 likes, by the way. Which guys like those? Wow. If you want one of those shirts,
really? Do you guys not you like? I thought this was a Ghostbusters fan channel. What's going on?
Yeah. Mm. If you don't want to take your best lady or man or partner by the waist, grapple up to the bridge.
No, first ask them how much they weigh.
Don't do that, actually.
Don't do that.
Again, that you know what? He's an asshole.
How much do you weigh?
Wait, hold on.
It was a tough time for
It's like, hold on, Batman.
General.
So you only made it to hold just like maybe a couple hundred pounds more than what you are? Like, why didn't you make it knowing that you might have to carry
just him
and
a German Shepherd? Zipline.
You know what? I was today years old when I realized he's not asking. I always thought he was like, there's only so much I can hold, but it's because this probably has a torque, like a weight limit. None of this is real, by the way. This is from a Batman movie. But
Craig, you thought he was asking her how much she weighs because she might be too heavy for Batman to hold?
I didn't think of it.
Like he has he knows
Craig
his
thought Batman might have trouble holding a woman.
Where does he get these wonderful toys? Hey, I'm gonna listen to the Batman. I'm gonna take a hot shower tonight. I'm gonna listen to the Batman 89 soundtrack. I'm gonna do the bat dance all over the place. And you know what? I hope nobody wins this because I'm gonna open it. If you guys don't fucking, I'm gonna open this live tonight.
And then Ryan gets the shirt.
And then Ryan will get the shirt. That's how we roll.
Just like roll the here. Royal Rumble.
Just like the Royal
Just
Rumble.
Like the
Don't
Royal
you know?
Rumble.
We win our own contests here. okay. Let's get to these nominations. The Jefferies are coming up, like we said. Oh, my God. It is coming up in just a couple weeks. We've been working hard on them. Let me put up that logo again. Thank you to Mr. Baducci for sending over this. Look how fancy this looks. You know, the Jefferies started off as just an idea. And now it's like a whole thing. 2 weeks from tonight. Abby, are you excited?
Yeah, I have a lot to do, but I'm super pumped. It's been really fun planning it. And it's like my favorite night of the year. We all get to watch it together. And
wait, hold on. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's my favorite night of the year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get to these nominees?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Cut the music out here. All right, so we got a bunch of categories to go through. And this is how this works, guys. We have consulted with an esteemed group of toy and action figure experts, mainly comprised of the four of us, to come up with the nominees for this year. And I agree, Snowpen, the Jeffries are important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you've never taken in the Jeffries, last year's is available to watch right now. And
enjoy it.
But mm-hmm. but the new one's coming up. All right. So let's do this here. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's the first one. I didn't know it was going to come up that quickly, but there it is. Okay. Nominees for best. There's like 13 categories. We're going to go through these pretty quickly. And then later on tonight, we're going to post all of these online so you can, you know, start doing your betting pools and things like that. Okay. Up this year for best company, Hasbro, NECA, Mattel, Super 7, McFarlane, and Jazzwares. This is going to be tough, guys.
Yeah.
Best of luck to everyone who's nominated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You should all be honored.
You should all be honored.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a rumor that Mr. Tony Taylor might be making us a couple very limited edition Jeffries statues.
Ooh.
And we might even have one for a giveaway on Jeffries night.
You guys need to hit that like button before we give anything away. So start hitting it.
And also, if the Jeffries 2023 isn't the number one trending topic on Twitter in America, then we're not giving it away. There you go. That is not it.
This is ours.
That's the original Jeffrey. They've gotten better.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Next up, the next category, brand of the year: Batman, Jurassic World, Star Wars, G.I. Joe, WWE, Masters of the Universe. Jacob, how are you feeling about this category?
It's a stressful one. There's a lot of good things in here, a lot of good toys, even from the toy lines that I don't care about. Masters of the Universe or G.I. Joe still had, like, you know, there's really, really strong figures in each one of these categories. And I think it's going to be a hard one.
It is. And remember, brand of the year comprises not only toys, but also media. So media TV, well, movies, and things, yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three. Best exclusive. Abby, you want to read these ones?
WWE SDCC No Holds Barred 2-Pack. HasLab Galactus.
You're doing your voice.
I know. I'm going to keep doing it. Hot Wheels. Ghost Rider.
You should just be recording this.
G.I. Joe. Classified Serpentor. Marvel Legends. Mojo World.
I love that.
It's so good.
It's fun to do.
Ryan, how do you feel about this category?
Good.
Cool.
Bunch of podcasters here.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's keep going.
All right. Figure of the year. Ryan, you read these ones.
Oh, okay. Figure of the year. NECA, Usagi Yojimbo. 4-H Studios, Headless Horseman. G.I. Joe Classified, Sergeant Slaughter. Marvel Legends, Mojo. TMNT, Universal Monsters, Michelangelo.
This is a wrestling thing. I like it.
I think
Jurassic
it's SNL.
World.
SNL.
It's SNL.
Collection, T-Rex. Superior Powers, John Stewart.
Typo.
WWE Ultimate Point.
What's going on in the chat?
Everybody making fun of you.
Ooh, we spotted a typo.
It took me so long to make this fucking thing.
You did great. Hey, all right. Let me get in there and record them.
All right, Jake, you're going to go on these ones here. Kaiju Toy of the Year.
Kaiju Toy of the Year. Oh, boy. Marisan 350, Blue Glitter, King Ghidorah, X Plus, FSL, Godzilla versus Ebra, which is the one I just showed off. Marisan 350, Gigan, Night Sparkle, which is a beautiful toy. The Sarajirushi, Godzilla 1962, Second Color. Mondo's Attack Peter statue. And the Passion Tank, Godzilla 64, TF08 exclusive. These are all great toys. And me and Jake Key will be presenting Kaiju Toy of the Year.
Nice. Perfect.
Very cool.
All right.
Best Kaiju Toy Line. Marisan 350, Metacom Vinyl Wars, and Raku and Saku, Sarajirushi Monster Series, Passion Tank, X Plus, Favorite Sculptor Line.
You misspoke. Can you believe it?
And Mondo Godzilla.
Right, Mr. Sapower.
Wow.
Craig, pronounce two of these words for me.
Mondo Godzilla.
Wrong. Gojira. Okay.
Okay.
1954 Japanese cinema. Okay, here we go. Right. Best likeness. Here we go. NECA slash TMNT Archie Comics. Spin Master, Selena Kyle, Catwoman.
Yes.
NECA, Retro Clothed, Elvira. WWE Ultimate, Hulk Hogan. And Marvel Legends, She-Hulk. That's a fun category. I'd like yeah. best
that is. I'm excited about that category.
It's a fun category.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nicest package.
Is that what we're calling it?
Nicest package?
Yeah, that's what Ryan package. Called it. Yeah.
Okay, oh, that's a boy. Good one. And also, yeah.
Abby?
Okay, we're gonna just run through them.
No, you gotta say
and now nicest package. DC Sapower Powers. Marvel Legends Retro VHS. Power Rangers Lightning Collection. NECA GITD.
Glow in the Dark.
Universal Monsters. Super 7 Ultimates.
Man, well, I'm not looking at the chat right now, so if there's anything fun going on, let me know. We'll get it up on the screen. All right. Opportunity for growth. Ryan, this is our, you know, let's try a little harder category. Is that a correct way to describe it?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, hey, do a little better.
Yeah, we see you trying.
McFarlane Multiverse. Yeah. Loyal Subjects, just the whole company. Super 7.
Every person who works for Loyal Subjects.
Yes. And Star Wars.
We're going to read all of their names. Yeah.
Hey, listen, mm-hmm. two failed HasLabs in a row, you're getting on the list.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
No Apron, getting on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like how you paint Beetlejuice, getting on the list. Paint on Side Eye, getting on the list.
Getting on the list. All right.
Getting on the list. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Go. Hold on a second. Getting on the list. You hey, should Wanda. Try harder next time. That's what it's gonna be good. Getting on the list.
Wait, can do you think, guys? Do you guys think we can get the Muppets on?
Are they on Cameo?
Is there some way to get the Muppets on? Because
I could do my shitty
impression. I would cry. Cool.
Me too.
Hi everybody. Now up for legendary.
Now you're making me cry for a different reason.
Star Wars Black Series Shore Trooper. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I know we had Lando on here, but I started doing some research. None of the Landos that are peg warming were released last year, which makes it a category of all its own. So we could put Lando back on, but I kind of the exclude Jake. We were at Target the other night. There's 100 of them sitting on the shelf. Like, it's insane. So,
right. Yeah.
But anyways, Jurassic World Hammond Collection, Ellie Sattler. DC, you want to say it?
No, we can say it. You say
superpowers.
It. Good job.
Star Wars: The Black Series, Obi-Wan Wave. Yes, yeah, Thunderhouse. Lando will be. Yes, we'll do that. The first ever peg warmer branch of the Hall of Fame. okay, just a couple more guys, and we'll be wrapping up. I lost my window. All right, next up. Rookie of the Year. Now, Ryan, this was your idea for a category. What do you think about this?
I think it's awesome because it's my idea. So what I wanted to do was Rookie of the Year. So this is when someone new, something new, whether it's a new company, a new brand of toys, comes kind of just strolling in and it catches our eye and gets us excited.
Right.
So I thought it would be good to kind of like point out not just all these legacy brands that we collect, but it's also good to recognize all these new up and comers, the ones that have left NXT and that are now on the main roster. It's time to recognize.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So we got Star Wars, Micro Galaxy Squadron, NECA, TMNT, Archie Series, DC Superpowers, and Zombie Sailor Heels and Faces. So some good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Two more categories, guys. Toy Line of the Year. This is going to be hotly contested, I believe. MOTU Origins, Star Wars Retros, WWE Elite, NECA Universal Monsters, Jurassic World, G.I. Joe Classified, DC Superpowers, Super 7 Reaction, and NECA TMNT Animated. Whoo boy. Jacob, any thoughts on that one?
I mean, this was I think this was, you know, a really hard decision. It's going to be a really hard decision to pick the winner from this. There's just too, it's too much. There's so many, you know, I think we put more in this category than we have in the last 2 years. And I don't know, man. It's anybody's game.
Anybody's game.
I'm not seeing any Calico Critters.
Well, they're...
And I know I contributed to this, so I know they're coming up.
You were at that meeting.
There it is. There's my contribution. Spooky surprise house.
Read them, Abby. Critters.
Yeah, read them all.
Okay. Best vehicle / playset. Spin Master, Batmobile, The Batman, Micro Galaxy, Millennium Falcon, Superpowers, Batwing, Spooky Surprise House, Calico Critters, and Abby.
So there you have it, folks. Yeah. Man, it's going to be big.
A lot of work. A lot of fun. Give us those likes.
It's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. All right. So 2 weeks from tonight, I'll plug it one more time here. The Jeffries, tell your friends, do not have plans on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're trying to find love, Cupid's arrow starts at a Walmart and is aiming right at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart toy section. I just said that. Let's see here. Stay Scream says, did Craig move stuff around behind him or sitting in a different spot? Yes, the shelf that was behind me is in another room. Sorry. We're working on some stuff. Also, any chance of collection tours, always seeing what's behind people on the show. Yeah, I think this year we'll all do updated collection tours individually.
There it is.
Yeah.
God damn it. man.
Revel in its glory.
And we should also say Baducci, though Phantasm Toys did not get mentioned for best likeness. We should say
best toy line.
The Jeffries this year are going to be presented by Phantasm Toys. Baducci's been making all these great graphics for us, and we appreciate him and Tony Taylor working real hard for us. All right, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be
can't
really
nominate
good.
And yes, sponsors Baducci,
Abby.
Yeah, my dude.
You've watched a lot of award shows in your life.
Oh,
you've got that
God.
Voice down.
My window to the world was watching award shows and watching the red carpet stuff afterwards on E! With like Joan Rivers. So yeah, I do love award shows.
Like, actually, I want you to start doing that voice for like regular stuff. Like when you're going to announce to the cats, it's time for dinner. Can you just do it real quick?
Cats, it's time for dinner. Gene, Gizmo, Jonesy, split this wet food three ways.
I love that. It's okay. Great. Those are the names of our cats. Okay. How many likes
and
are we
Undertaker and Tio.
Yeah.
203. We're going to do sad comments. If we don't get 27 more likes, the giveaway is off the table.
I think sad comments can pull us through.
Sad comments can pull us through. Now, Ryan, I know you have to go get ready. For
Ryan, I want you to hear. Ryan, I want you to stay for the first sad comment. It's a short
okay.
one.
I'll stay for the first one.
I gotta say,
I can do that for you, Jake.
We appreciate you guys being here. There's a lot of you guys here tonight watching. We love the support. You know, really, the next 2 weeks, we're just getting ready for the Jeffries. We want to put on like one fucking awesome show for you guys, and that's what our plan is. So,
also,
but it is
also real quick is next week, I believe. If I'm not wrong, we're gonna be is that on this or is that on another channel? Never mind. I think that's another channel's thing. I was like, hey, are we doing that Draw Slimer? Is that this or is that the other
regular watch? Well,
we doing that on both?
We advertised it everywhere. So the Draw Slimer contest, the deadline to send was tomorrow is the cutoff. So anybody who's already sent one, you're safe. If it comes in the next couple days, you're safe. But if you haven't sent it yet, do not. We got a bunch of entries and we will be, combing through those. And Judge Jacob will be picking our winner of the Draw Slimer contest.
Yeah.
And I got to say, you guys,
it's they've been bringing it the heat. And
some of these entries are like, it's like, oh, this is professional art.
Yeah.
There's like five or six that I'm going to frame. I'm taking. I'm going to
get. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, we're actually going to list them and sell them all. not AI.
And Troy says he's going to get a $5 Subway sandwich to scarf down while he watches the Jeffries. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So time for sad comments. We do it every week. Now, there was some controversy last week. Somebody on YouTube said we should consider getting rid of this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
What, are you just going to read the comment?
Well, don't. This isn't time to name and shame, Craig.
Oh, Ryan, was it you? Because that's what they said.
Listen. No, I'm not going to read their comment. We should say that this is... I'll just say it. The toy community is insane. You all say crazy things, and that includes us.
Yeah, listen, it's not... Maybe we got some new watchers, and we haven't really explained what sad comments is in a while.
Right.
Listen, these people post these comments publicly.
Yes.
They want people to see these comments.
Sometimes they copy paste them in multiple places.
Exactly. And yeah, we are having a little bit of fun at their expense, like 100%, sure. But sad comments exists to keep us grounded, because we have all these shows are 90% sad comments.
Exactly.
But mm-hmm. we make fun of sad comments just to keep us all in check, because that could be any one of us at any time. And it's just toys. And it's fun to see how worked up people can get. And sometimes we get worked up. So, it's not bullying or anything. We're just we're bringing these people want people to hear these. Hey, you know what? NECA might not get on and read every comment. Trevor might hear us read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we're
literally delivering.
Some people might. Yeah, we're bringing that news out. So
this is like a good deed that we do.
It's a good thing we're doing.
Super charitable.
Yeah. It's also, just it's all in fun, is what it is. So
hey, also
I think we all agree.
You know who loves sad comments? All the people that work at the toy companies. They love it.
They actually love. Yeah. So love
and it. Apparently, like all y'all who watch, because that's
And also it's funny to do. So funny. Right. All right. So having said all that, we scour the internet for the latest commentary and reactions to toys and action figures. Maybe next year we'll have a new category, the Jeffries biggest generator of sad comments, and Hasbro Pulse can win their first award.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So Jake, you're up first. Where's this one coming from?
This is from So Hasbro announced they're doing a Star Wars stream. The first, which is tomorrow, I think.
Yep, tomorrow.
So this was on the announcement for that.
Wow. Here we go. Star Wars stream. Will we get a HasLab? Let's find out.
Ewok Village, here it comes.
That's close to Groundhog's Day. Hopefully Puxatani Patrick doesn't predict 6 more weeks of nothing for TVC collectors.
Puxatani Patrick, where's that been?
That's amazing.
Thank goodness someone said it.
I can just see it. Ready? Look, everybody's having fun in the chat. They're hicks, Rita.
Singing and dancing all night. When they get cold, they get warm by the fire.
Puxatani Pat, that's really funny.
That's awesome. Such a funny comment.
All right, so Ryan, we give your last plug for Gotham City Tonight, and then we'll bid you adieu.
Yes, I'm jumping out. I'm going to be over at Gotham City Tonight. That channel, I believe, once this one ends, this will just roll you right over. It's going to be myself again, Troy Benjamin, John Yerkaba, Part 4. We're going to be breaking it down, breaking down the news, going over it, getting excited. And you got to remember, there's also one thing he did not announce. We don't know what it is. Let's hear everyone's predictions in the chats for that as well. So hopefully see you all in about 10 minutes or so.
All right. Thanks, cool. Ryan.
Yeah.
Bye. Cool.
Have fun turning the lights on over there. We'll see you then.
All right. Abby, you've got one.
Yeah, I do. This one was off Marvel or Hasbro Pulse's Marvel's Hyperion and Marvel's Doctor Spectrum.
Okay.
It was posted like 5 days ago.
All right, here we go. We got a Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the Marvel team's here. Watch.
No thanks. These look so terrible. It looks like a beginner custom builder made this set that no one wanted. People keep telling you what they want, and this is what you give. Wake up, Hasbro Pulse. Let us keep you in business before we start boycotting your products. a 3D printer might be the cheaper route to go, since we just keep getting reprints anyways. Copyrights will go out the window once your company goes bankrupt. So it'll be free for all, lol, or you can pull your heads out of your asses and stop wasting your time and money on things we don't waste our time and money on. Just look at the comments. We are literally telling you how to do better and what we actually want to spend our money on. This release is garbage, and you know it, at Hasbro Pulse. Marvel Legends.
Jeez.
That was actually just kind of mean.
That guy's just fucking
mad.
He's just mad,
yeah. I have some lighter ones.
That was my finale comment.
Was it really?
It's okay.
Jake, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We that's on us for not letting each other know.
For not communicating it, yeah.
That was weird.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that was a mad comment. That was a good one.
That's
a good one.
That was a good one.
All right, Jake. Where's this one from?
This is from. Did you see? did you see the ad Hasbro posted for the selfie series with the guy who's trying to be like Jacob. Iron Man? This is on that.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but Abby said it was something else.
It's not good.
It wasn't good, but it got some unnecessary grief.
Yeah. This is one of them.
And now, coming at you, unnecessary grief.
Oh, Hasbro. You're starting to become like Atari from the 90s, making ads that insult your customers, overpriced products that promise things that aren't really there. Straight up doing just what business wants, but not hearing your fans, your clients, and their desires. Keep it up like this. You'll see how sales will start to go spiraling down.
Saw that one too, Bravo, James.
It's a good one.
Just keep the music going.
All right, go for it.
This is from the same post. Hasbro thinks we are all a bunch of dorks. That's it. Which, I think it's pretty succinct.
I like that.
Yeah.
Y'all know what Hasbro thinks. They think we're a bunch of dorks.
That was my favorite one.
Hey, guys, I put the... here's what we're going to do. I put the giveaway link in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we don't hit 230, we're not giving away the grapple gun, but we'll still give away the discount code for the free Bull Airs promo, because that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
All right. So all we need is like, what, 10 more likes and you guys can win a grapple gun.
Yeah.
Or not 10. 17, 14. Math is not my strong suit. Jake, do you have another sad comment?
I got two more.
Cool. God,
cool, man. This is fun.
I think both of these.
We're climbing up too.
I'm trying to look here and see what they sometimes I forget what I'm getting sad comments on. I think both of these are on the same post, the Marvel Hyperion.
Yeah,
okay. I think these are both on that.
Give me a fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
WYHS Radio Toy Anxiety. Guys, we got the Jeffries coming up, but first, sad comments.
Coming at you.
I can't do this anymore. Releases like this are offensive. They make me want to quit the hobby and sell all my figures. I got the Zorana G.I. Joe figure recently. She has better articulation than some of the Spider-Man figures. You're capable of doing better. But for some reason, you're bent on giving Marvel Legend figures the shaft.
All right.
Damn.
Do you have another one?
I got a short one off of... There's like a couple bangers, one after another, that are all on the same post that Jake...
Go for it.
Hey Hasbro Pulse, your greed and laziness is showing. I'm sorry, but that Hyperion pig looks sad. Another body painting? And then finally, Ross exclusive. I liked that one. Like, dude, sick
hey,
burn.
They're saying the music's too loud.
Oh.
I can't figure this shit out. All right. We it's got one more.
Too low. So.
Yeah. Yeah, one yeah, more. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, y'all.
All right.
Wow. Sensitive ears.
Mm. Yeah.
I understand.
So the last one, and this is from that same poster.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last sad comment. Uh-oh, I think I ran out of tracks.
Because it was too loud?
Because it was so loud.
Michael Miller says it was super loud.
All right, Jay. Here
you go. Why would I ever want this? Focus on your Marvel Legends, because all of mine are arriving warped. You guys are getting too greedy. McFarlane is out here putting out gold for $19.99. And you guys aren't even giving me accessories for $24.99. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Guys, now the new thing in the chat is people are leaving sad comments about the music.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're leaving eardrums on the table.
Play the music. BC DeLorean.
Play the music.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Play it.
Hey, Toy Anxiety. How am I supposed to hear the sad comments with the music so damn loud? You're leaving eardrums on the table.
I got another one. Hey, YHS. Sad comments used to have a reasonable level of music volume, but now it's all loud. Hashtag just saying.
You guys are so funny. I love you guys so much. It's really a fun
that was
group
good.
Of people. All right, thank here we everyone. Go. We're at 229 likes after all that.
You should give
time.
Yourselves a like because you've been a great live stream audience.
Here. I liked it.
Yeah, I even I went and liked it.
All right, let's fucking get this.
Document. Yes, go Bears.
All right, 67 people have entered. You guys, here's the deal. I am going to link it one more time, and then I'm going to go set it up. It's going to be over.
Can I just...
Yeah, go for
Toy Anxiety is getting greedy and taking all the eardrums. Davey, that's funny.
You guys have been really funny tonight. Appreciate you being here. Okay. Jacob Walsh, anything else tonight while I set up the race here?
You know, not really. Just I realized that I need to take all of my so I got this big case of Ghostbusters toys over here. It's a really big glass case, but then there's a bunch of stuff on top of it. And I have realized I put it all in there recently. But now I kind of need to take everything off the top again because I got to get back in there because some of my accessories for some of the real Ghostbuster toys that I have are in there, but then the toys are off.
Ooh.
And now I'm like, fuck, now that I'm kind of trying to get my, my real Ghostbusters in a better position,
mm-hmm.
I got to get back in this case and I don't really want to do that.
Dude, it's tough. Do you want us to come down and help?
Yeah, honestly.
You need counseling, yeah. handholding.
Need some counseling. Yeah. Okay,
just no dancing in the toy room.
No dancing.
No, gosh, no. That's what I want to do.
Abby, how are you feeling about the Jeffries coming up?
I'm so excited about the Jeffries. I'm so excited for us to be able to collaborate and put it together and share it with this amazing audience of people. Our listener. Base. I think it's going to be a really fun time, like communally, for us all to be enjoying that moment in the chat. And I'm going to be seeing some like submissions that we're all putting together. Like I haven't even seen Ryan's stuff. I won't be watching it until the night like we air it. So
right.
There's kind of a fun first time viewing element. To
yeah,
it.
I'm kind of the only one who, just by default for editing and stuff. I'll be the one who sees everything, but we kind of leave it to be a surprise for everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, so here's the deal. I got the race set up here. I'm going to go to the names. We have 85 people. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Do you guys want to pick any favorites for characters tonight? You think Stay Puft can finally win one of these things?
He could try.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see. He's a sailor.
Has Cloverfield won any? I kind of want Cloverfield to win.
I don't think Cloverfield has won one. All right, so this is what we're going to do, guys. If you are the winner, you are going to then DM us at YHS Podcast on Instagram or Twitter and let us know your shipping address for the NECA grapple launcher, and I will send you the discount code to get your free shirt. But you have to, you have to get it before tomorrow because the pre-orders are ending. So, did we not nominate Marvel Legends for Toy Line of the Year? I'll have to go back. There's a chance there's an
accidental omission.
It could have been an accidental omission. I'll be fixing all the Supero powers and all that stuff before we.
Yeah, you'll be seeing a lot more Sylvanian families in the categories.
Oh shit! I'm on the duck race. God damn it,
dude! Why'd you do the duck race?
Come on! First you blow their eardrums out, then you ask for likes. You give them ducks.
Where's the damn?
Thank you all for watching.
Where's the kaiju race?
Where's the monster race? Oh, this sucks.
Are we out of it? Are we out of? Are we out of kaiju races?
Guys, we're gonna have to go to the. We're going to something else here. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow, apparently.
It's a sensory timer.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna give away the. Just gonna give away the guys. We're doing a duck race because I can't find the kaijus, and we got to end the show. So I'm going to edit the list.
Duck it.
We're going to fucking duck it. There we go. All right. We're done. We're going to do 1 minute. All
right, well, I guess a duck's going to win.
Are you guys ready?
It's Let's like go. Almost as cool as Stay Puffed.
There we go.
Ooh. At least we got some colorful ducks.
Yeah
for sure.
Well, just like Is that duck got a mohawk or
they're kind of moseying on. They're not. They don't seem
they're
that
not,
motivated.
They're not in a hurry. They're not trying to win.
No, they're just floating.
I promised Jay at Geek Dead that we would not do the duck race because that was his thing. But he's in Germany, so fuck it.
So we get to ducks.
He doesn't own it. All right. So Jason Kreiser's got a nice little lead here. Ian J. Matthew Hennig. David Cabal coming up.
Oh,
on
someone's coming up from the back. Let's see.
Cartman Bra. BP on the air, Matthew Hennig, Ian Joy, Jason Kreiser, Will Schmidt, 18 seconds ago.
Uh-oh.
Who we got there?
Matthew Hennig.
I like this Christmas or this wintertime duck in the
10 seconds
here.
To go. Gotham Stalker. Uh-oh. Gotham Stalker.
Whoa.
He's coming from the bottom. Gotham Stalker. It's
oh,
Gotham
my
Stalker.
God.
Oh,
Silver K.
Silver K. Way to go, Caleb.
Out of nowhere.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Way to do it.
That's amazing.
Way to pick a duck and have the duck win.
Guys, here's the deal. The show is over. Thank you for tuning in for Toy Anxiety. Right now, you're going to head right over to Gotham City tonight for all the latest on the DC news with Ryan Dole, Troy Benjamin, and John Dukava. For Jacob Walsh, Ryan Dole, and Abigail Gardner, and the entire YHS Toy Anxiety world. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm done.
Yeah,
sick
dude.
Of talking. Bye. I'm not even playing the music. We're just going to click
in 37, she, her, 6-inch veggie.